USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his State of the Union address, President Trump says his opinion is that the U.S. would be at war with North Korea right now had he not been elected president. The president also announcing a second summit with the North Korean leader.
On February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
However, Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who has recently announced a run for the White House herself, says those in her state know that a threat from North Korea remains.
Things like pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal make it less likely that Kim Jong-un or North Korea will take him at his word when he says that our deal will matter.
President Trump today expected to announce that David Malpass will be the next head of the World Bank. He is current Undersecretary of the Treasury Department. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
After his father again casts the situation at the southern border as a crisis in his State of the Union address, Donald Trump Jr. says he feels his dad made a good case for stopping illegal entries into the nation and a good case for legal immigration.
My mom is an immigrant. My father's mom is an immigrant. We've lived an incredible immigrant story and a success story in this country. We understand all of the merits of those things. But that said, we can't just haphazardly let everyone come in to a system that they're likely never to pay into.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends. A Mexican border town near Texas is on high alert as about 2,000 Central American migrants are approaching. Police remain in riot gear, preparing for the migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. That town's on the Rio Grande across from Eagle Pass, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More now in the President's State of the Union address last night. It was attended by some but not all members of the Supremes.
Supreme Court Justices John Roberts, Elena Kagan, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh in attendance. Justices not required to attend the presidential address, but traditionally they do. Absent from the State of the Union, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who made her first public appearance Monday night after having lung cancer surgery in New York back in December.
That was USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Protesters in Hoover, Alabama, outraged after a cop who shot a black man in the back, killing him, was cleared of criminal charges. Last night, activists joined E.J. Bradford's family in front of Hoover City Hall, burning American flags, and they say they plan on protesting in front of Attorney General Steve Marshall's office this morning. Marshall said the officer was justified in killing Bradford on Thanksgiving night after a shooting at a shopping mall. Authorities initially said Bradford was the shooter, but later admitted that while he was armed, he was not the suspect. And NASA is teaming up with the European Space Agency to test a planetary defense system that would knock an asteroid off course. The plan involves launching a special probe called a DART at the rock sometime in 2021, smashing into the target in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.